Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to our show tonight. I'm glad you guys are here. I'm not going to keep you long, but, you know, it's a holiday season right around the corner, and it's, you know, families are coming together, and it's such a stressful time, I think, as well as being a really joyful time. I mean, there's a real magic with Christmas, I think, that can bring a lot of cool things in, and I'm going to talk about that in a later show. But, you know, what do you do during the stress? What do you do with the family difficulties or family squabbles, arguments? Have you ever had an argument with anybody in your family? And I have. And it's like you forget about being sweet, and you just you forget it. You just want to be right, right? Isn't that cool, right? We all want to be right. And so how do you handle that? We have an archangel that you can call on, and just I adore Archangel Raguel. He is amazing. And what does he do? Raguel helps with arguments. Helping you guys get along, resolving them, resolving conflict. He also helps bring peace and joy and love. You know, I don't know how you guys are, but in my family, my dad was really strong and strict when we would fight, you know, me and my other cousins, you know, family members. And so he was strict. But Raguel, he's not strict. He is, he'll be your biggest cheerleader, he says. He's your coach. He is your psychologist. He'll be your counselor. But he'll show you the right path to take. And I think that's really cool. And, you know, so how do you have access to him? Just call on him. And in the heat of an argument, just think of his name and help me, please. And know that he'll be there for you. One of the things that he did with me today is he said, please talk about me and share with people. And then if you're having an ongoing conflict or strife and stress, you know, in your family, where it's hard for you guys to be in the same room, or you have, you know, have you guys ever felt that sick? You know, like that thickness in your members, a workplace that's so hard to work in because you can feel the tension in the air. Ask for him to come in there with you, you know. And one of the things that I recently went through, and this happened actually on Monday, I was in a situation where it was just a tense situation. I was around a passive-aggressive person, and I knew they had an issue with me. And it wasn't my issue, it was theirs. And so I asked my higher self, I said, just really please be here with me. I asked the Holy Spirit, because, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit can connect us with our angels, you know, because our heart, our mind's so frazzled, or we're having a hard time. So I asked the Holy Spirit to help connect you, you know, with your higher power, with your higher self, with all the angels. And then I asked all the archangels, including Raguel, to help me. And it got better. It really did. And so I was able to do what I needed to do and have their help in that situation. I had a friend of mine, so I hope this will help you. And she was going through, have you guys ever been through a breakup? And it was a tumultuous breakup. And it was really hard. And they weren't married, but they had been dating for a while. And she asked her Archangel Raguel to help her. And what happened is they were able to separate and split up, you know. And that one night when she asked, she was a little bit frightened of him because he was getting very angry. You know, and nobody needs to be angry at their spouse or their mate or their boyfriend, girlfriend. And I'm not saying it's only girls being afraid of guys. I know that you guys have, where you're afraid of women too, are concerned. I'm not going to use the word fear, but, you know, we just don't understand sometimes. And in Raguel, I felt this lightness, and I knew that he was there with me. I knew my higher self was there. And she says, you know, the one message I got from him was that he was insecure and really living in fear of being on his own. And she goes, once I understood that, because that was two words, in fear and insecurity, and she goes, I got it like that. I was able to handle the situation and come from a higher place. And we left on a friendly level, and it didn't happen all at once. It was little increments, but she goes, I was never fearful like I was that one night. So that's Archangel Raguel. As I said, he'll be your biggest cheerleader, your biggest coach, And he'll be your counselor. And you can ask him what the real deal is and just say, hey, Raguel, allow me to see what really is going on here and what is behind the mask. Because a lot of times we wear a mask and you know, so people don't really see who we really are. We're really afraid, right? You know, and you know, that I asked to see the mask of the person that on Monday, I was like, what's the story here? And it blew me away. So, you know, when you ask to see what the real deal is, because it's usually not about them hating you or disliking you. It's usually their insecurity. And for mine, it was that, you know, the guy pinching the girl because he likes her. You know, remember in grade school, the guys used to pinch us or, you know, make fun of us, and they really liked us. And so, you know, sometimes girls and men and women never really grow up, and we still do that. But I, you know, for me, it's really hard to know when someone's really likes me without, if they don't just say, hey, let's go out or do something, or say, hey, I like you, let's do something, right? And yet, you know, people are afraid to do that. They go in the back door, and this is what he was doing, and I just didn't notice a sign. So now that I got it, I'm handling it different. But I asked to see the real deal behind the mask. The mask is the ego. The mask is what you're hearing him yelling or her yelling or the arguments with your family. You know, I remember my mom and I, my mom died at an early age of a massive heart attack. I got really upset at her, and she was saying some things that were really mean, I thought. And I realized, you know, the angels, and I remember calling on my angels, and Archangel Raguel was one of them. And he said, your mom is so hurt. And I could feel she's so hurt. She thinks you love your dad more than her. And, you know, I told this to someone. I didn't. I love my parents, but the same. And we obviously worked it out. And my mom had a couple of glasses of wine. So never argue with somebody when they've been drinking 2 glasses of wine. She wasn't drunk or anything, but you know what I'm saying. But I asked to see, you know, not that moment, because I was really just wanting to get out and not talk to her. But I asked to see what was really bothering her. And so I would recommend that you do that too when you leave the place and you have a better grip and you better have a better handle. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't get mad at our kids and scream at them, or maybe we do, but we understand that usually they're coming from a place of fear or hurt or something. And when someone, you know, you or your family member are arguing with each other, friends or your mates or your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and you want to resolve it and it keeps getting worse, then you just ask for Raguel. He will help you. Ask your higher self. That part of you will be there, because that's that part of you that's connected to God. And then also you can ask Holy Spirit, or if you believe in that, or Buddha, whoever you believe in, to guide you as well. And God's always there, right? And so that's something that I know works, and I believe in that myself, and have had experience with it as well as some clients. And just ask to see what that other person is thinking, and then ask to see yourself what you need to work on. But do that, you know, when you're quiet, your mind is quiet, and you'll get answers, right? So you may not want to do it in the conflict time when you're arguing. Just ask him to come, and you'll feel him, like my friend did, because she was really fearful. And you know, and my mother, and I was really angry. And, you know, I have another guy, he asked when he was in court, and he was really scared that he was going to lose his license. And Raguel, he said, please help me here. So I promise I will do, and I'll give back. And he didn't lose his license. He got in trouble, appropriate trouble, but he was able to still continue to drive and kept his word and never did what he did again. So Raguel works. Higher self works. God works. Your higher power works. Holy Spirit, I like using, because in Course in Miracles, it says, I connect you, Holy Spirit connects you to God if you're not feeling like it's happening yourself, or maybe you are, but there's never too many good team players that you can use on, that you have available to you to use on your team to create a life of prosperity and to create a life of peace and joy. And they say peace is in everything, but when you have true inner peace, you have prosperity, and it's so evident in your life, in my life, in everybody's life. And so that's what I want to say about that. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Our show tomorrow is, excuse me, tomorrow afternoon, Vic and I are going to talk about the magic of Christmas and love. And isn't that sweet, special? And there's a special on Christmas magic. And my grandmother is from Ireland, and she's going to talk to me about it soon. You have access to that. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about that on some level. But Raguel will help you, too, because I want to see everybody enjoy this holiday season and tap into that super energy that's available to us, the energy of the holidays. You know, I celebrate Christmas, or I'll celebrate anything. So it doesn't only have to do with Christmas. Maybe it's Hanukkah. Maybe it's Kwanzaa. Maybe it's something we don't even know about, but the magic of the holidays is here, and you can really tap into that to bring that in your life, to have a enjoy great love for yourself, for your family, for your soulmates, and manifest some amazing things. So anyway, just want to share that with you. All right, everybody, you have a great now. Remember, tomorrow night, we are doing, or actually tomorrow night, Vic is doing a show at 8 p.m. on fear and love, and how to use love and tap into that energy of love and build a great life, I mean a spectacular life, and conquer the fears. I'll give you a little instance about that. Most of us say, well, I want to be with a person, a man or a woman, you know, if you haven't found one, or, you know, I wanted to get married because I never wanted to grow old by myself. And this young lady that's talking tomorrow night said, you know what, I want to be with someone because I want to grow wise with them. I want to experience a great life with them. I want to go horseback riding. I want to go traveling. Old with somebody or never being alone, that's cool. Relationship when you truly love. So anyway, I hope that helps you. She's going to be talking about coming from love, conquering your fear, and or transmuting, changing your fear. You guys have a wonderful day. Okay, see you tomorrow night, Thursday night, 8 p.m. You can download our shows anytime. Go watch our video on facebook.com/angelcoaches, and it'll tell you about our show schedule. And take care. And Donna Howard has a show that you can listen to anytime. It was all about weight loss. She did it on Monday Live. Weight loss, herbs, and aromatherapy that will help keep your weight in line. And if you're needing to lose a few pounds or want to keep it in line during the holiday season, check it out. Okay? So facebook.com/angelcoaches. I wrote about it, put a link there that you can, or Blog Talk Radio, Angel Coaches, you can find it there. All right, everybody, take care.